From October this year, people will need a doctor's prescription to import e-cigarettes containing nicotine. But for some health experts and school principals, stricter regulations can't come soon enough. The Federal Health Department says there's been a significant increase in the use of nicotine e-cigarettes by young people in Australia, stating use among 18 to 20-year-olds has doubled in 2019. Sam Emery has this.
G'day. How you going?
With the rising popularity of vaping, you might be tempted to think that buying an e-cigarette is as easy as stepping into a shop.
Nicotine free, so they're not the HQD.
Hi, how you going?
You can go into a city.
But in fact, in the city, it is illegal for people to sell or purchase e-cigarettes that contain nicotine in any form in Australia. That's unless a doctor prescribes it, as Macquarie University Professor Matthew Peters explains.
The current situation is that an individual with a doctor's prescription for nicotine can import nicotine from overseas for his or her personal use.
But vape store owner Jay Carriner says there are definitely other avenues.
People who think they can manage this problem, it's such poor thinking. The reason why is kids can conceal these small devices. They're as big as your index finger. And we have a thriving vaping black market. You have accounts on Instagram, Snapchat that sell to minors, that organize meetups. And the issue that you have with this is these kids are vaping 50 milligrams. I don't think society understands how dangerous 50 milligrams is.
The e-cigarette industry is calling on state governments to regulate the sale of all products, amid growing concerns that vaping is on the rise among teenagers and young adults. Access to information and products is as easy as the click of a button.
An independent Hong Kong registered company with a Sydney-based customer support centre. We provide high quality.
This is a social media video from a website called Vape Pen Zone. It is definitely talking about nicotine vapes.
Which is a lot for a disposable vape. The nicotine strength is 5% liquid capacity.
Leaders in Australian schools are also calling for stricter regulation.
I think it's something that's fairly prevalent across teenagers and even beyond that, probably into young adolescents right across the community. And I'd say any school is just a representation of what you see in the broader community.
This is Michael Blake, Deputy Headmaster of St Joseph's College in Sydney. He's been teaching high school students for decades, and he says smoking had nearly disappeared from schoolyards until e-cigarettes became a trend.
To fill that void, obviously your tobacco companies are concerned about their loss of market and those types of things. The big concern, if you have a look at any of these e-cigarettes and these vapes, is actually the packaging and the marketing and the lack of any regulation around it. These vapes, they've got a variety of different flavours in them. So, there's bubblegum flavour. There's all these sweet, fruity-type flavours. There's a moral issue here around whoever's developing these, really targeting and marketing a product that's detrimental to your health, to young people.
Colin Mendelson is founding chairman and a director of the Australian Tobacco Harm Reduction Association, and a long-time supporter of legalising vaping in Australia as the best way for smokers to quit.
Look, these kids are using, yes, colourful disposable devices, but nicotine itself is addictive, but otherwise it's relatively benign in the doses used in vaping and smoking. Nicotine doesn't cause cancer, it doesn't cause lung disease, it has only a minor effect, a role in cardiovascular disease. There's a lot of unjustified concern about nicotine.
The federal department says there is not enough evidence that the use of e-cigarettes can help smokers quit. But Colin Mendelson disagrees.
But what we're finding in other countries is that where vaping is more popular, vaping seems to be diverting kids from smoking. So in the US, for example, since 2014, when vaping became popular, smoking rates have plummeted. They've fallen 2 to 4 times faster than they have had in historical periods prior to that.
In 2019, a survey from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare found 1 in 5 non-smokers aged 18 to 24 had tried e-cigarettes, and respiratory physician Professor Matthew Peters says they can be very addictive.
The data on addiction in relation to vaping kids is very clear. Based on a survey in Great Britain in 2020, 12% of young vapers feel extremely strong or very strong urges to vape. This is addiction. You know, the use of e-cigarettes in kids is not harmless. We need to get that into the heads of everybody who makes a decision.
He doesn't think a complete ban is necessary.
My view, and that of the Cancer Council and the Thoracic Society and other reputable organisations, is that if there is a role for vaping or e-cigarettes, it's limited only to smokers who cannot consider trying to quit with any other means.
Ahead of the October 1 changes, the government is reviewing if people should be allowed to buy nicotine e-cigarettes in pharmacies. Professor Emily Banks from the College of Health and Medicine at ANU says Australia is poised to be a world leader in e-cigarette and vape regulation.
We've made cigarettes very expensive. You know, we've avoided exposure to people in the workplace and in their socialising. We've also got bans on advertising. We've got support for quitting and we've got education. All those things put together are what have underpinned our success, and they're also what will underpin our success with e-cigarettes.
And she says the experience of other countries, like America, should serve as a warning.
Nicotine is a highly addictive substance, and we know lots of people who've managed to give up heroin who have not managed to give up smoking. So it's a very addictive substance. We also know that it affects the developing brain. We're actually seeing 20 to 30% of high school students in the US actually being current e-cigarette users. So that's the kind of epidemic that we really don't want to see in Australia.
That's Professor Emily Banks from the College of Health and Medicine at the ANU, finishing that report by Sam Emery. And we'll upload a statement from the Health Department on our website as well.